Welcome to Manager Tools. How to master your response to your engagement survey, part 5. The questions this cast answers are, how do I respond to my engagement survey results? What can I do when my organization does an engagement survey? And how can I improve my engagement survey results? Answers to these questions and more in this cast. Keep listening. If you love hearing our podcasts, but would love even more to be able to read this information instead of listening to Kate and I record these podcasts, you are in luck. Become a personal licensee, which gives you access to all of the show notes for all of the Executive Tools, Manager Tools, and Career Tools podcasts in order for you to read this guidance rather than listen to this guidance. If you'd like more information, you can find us online at manager-tools.com/products.
Okay, let's cut to the chase. As a manager, what can you do with your results? We agree, general guidance that you meet with your team and share your engagement results, the good and the bad, the sacred and profane. Anything less than a full review will be seen as hiding data or cherry picking. Let's get it all on the open. Let's put some sunshine on this and let's meet with them.
Yeah, but and you can't just meet with them unprepared, right? Before you meet with your team, you yourself are going to have to go through the entire results document and plan to not only cover all of it, but highlight the areas, both good and bad, that stand out to you.
Yeah, you must make decisions about where to spend more or less time.
Mm-hmm. You have to. You can't do it all.
Right. You have to direct your focus. Trying to go through the answers to every single question will take an inordinate amount of time. It's fine, sure, to tell everyone that you're going to review the entire document and also focus on certain areas. Y'all, don't just choose the weakest areas. Cover areas of strength as well.
Absolutely. So ask for input from your entire team in the meeting. Don't try and actually solve anything in the meeting itself. Just share the results and ask for team input. The easiest way to make it happen is to turn over an entire agenda of your weekly staff meeting to the discussion. We see no reason to book another meeting for this purpose. Engagement is all about the team and the team functioning well. Use one of your regular team meetings. And your staff meetings are great for these kinds of efforts, and they're standing meetings, so you don't have to carve out more time, which I'm sure that the folks on your team, and you will agree, you simply do not have.
Yeah. Although, there's some irony there too, huh? While you're in this meeting, and hopefully this is true to some extent of your staff meeting, although in this case, we recommend you have someone, not you, and a dedicated person, capture comments.
Mm-hmm.
Simply because you can't run the meeting, sense the team's feelings, and be the note taker.
It's a lot of things for one person to do.
Sure. So we would recommend you use visual record keeping, which is to say a whiteboard type situation where when somebody says something, it's put up for everybody to see it so that people know it's been captured. You don't have to use a whiteboard. We're just trying to clarify visual record keeping for the group.
Yeah, exactly.
Who's listening, and just make it clear.
Yeah, make it clear. Exactly. And I mean, you can take a picture of it, have every person in the room take a picture of it. It doesn't matter. Just make sure that you capture an image of that record. And after you've had this overall team share capture meeting, then in your weekly one-on-ones, ask for more input from each or with each of your directs. Tell them in the meeting that you're going to do so during your portion of the MT03s in the weeks ahead. And there's no need to have a plan of action in a week, maybe even 2 weeks. I mean, these things aren't going to happen overnight. And again, to Kate's point earlier, you should be focused more on results than implementing engagement survey results.
That's the hope.
That's the hope. Exactly. Yeah. That is the hope.
Oh, but yeah, what about people who aren't doing one-on-ones? Because that's maybe why we're in this mess to begin with.
Right. That engagement survey results or low engagement survey results are a great opportunity and reason to begin doing them. A great reason if your manager has been, I want to say, hesitant to letting you do or has been pushed back against you doing weekly one-on-ones with your team, take a note from the book of the individual whose mail we shared earlier in this podcast series and pull a Lori when your manager says, you shouldn't do one-on-one. Say, well, in fact, the way that I can best ensure that I'm increasing my engagement scores is by implementing weekly one-on-ones.
Yeah. And okay, we know you're busy. You can't start them this week. And you can't start them next week, maybe. But you could announce their start. And this is probably as far as we would recommend you go in terms of an action step in the first week or two.
Mm-hmm.
So announce them and then start them 3 or 4 or 5 weeks in the future, knowing in service to your calendar that you probably can't fit these in right now. However, they can be added to future things. And sometimes just getting them on the calendar will help people feel better.
Mm-hmm.
And since this whole survey is about feelings being measured and trying to impact those feelings, even things that are proxies that would give a positive bump in those feelings might well serve to change your engagement scores. I hate to suggest that simply scheduling a meeting might make people feel more positive, although it might.
And it might.
That might be a small win on the path to creating a fully engaged team.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. If you can define it, go ahead and create it. So after you reviewed your team data, and after you've had the capture meeting, after you've discussed the results more fully in one-on-ones, we then recommend you choose one topic that you're going to address with one, maybe two actions. We call this approach the fix and solve. By fix, we mean deciding on an area to focus on. And by solve, we mean coming up with an action or a series of actions to address it, all the while continuing to do the things that supported areas with high engagement scores.
Mm-hmm. Don't try to solve everything everywhere all at once. It cannot be done. And keep in mind that probably HR, really, is what we mean, as well as more senior managers will begin asking you to roll out their solutions to your problems.
Mm-hmm.
We are going to take action and come up with a plan, knowing that we probably won't be responsible for all of the things that get rolled down as a result of these surveys. It may be that on your team, something is a strength, and for the organization, it's a weakness.
Yeah. And it's problematic.
Yeah, and you're in the organization, y'all. So this is another, like, accept your fate moment. We know it's problematic from you.
Yeah.
So we're on your team. We feel you. We support you. We see you. And we can't tell you not to implement guidance from above. And there's a strong chance that there will be guidance. They paid for this.
Mm-hmm.
Now that the scores are out, it would almost be, it would be so dangerous not to take any action at all. And they're obviously not going to leave it up to individual managers, right? They see it as a corporate thing. So, okay, sure. This is cynical. We're just really cynical today.
Yeah.
We can say, okay, you keep in mind that corporate needs to be seen as addressing these things, right? They've done this and they can't just get away with like, oh, we're not going to do it. And that you also should keep in mind that they're probably going to move on to the next shiny thing pretty quickly.
Exactly.
Bear in mind, too, that their event horizon is different than yours. So they ordered this survey a year ago. It took this long to get here.
Yeah.
To them, it's not moving on to the next shiny thing as much, mm-hmm. right? To them, this has been ongoing for so long that it is almost over.
Yeah.
Even if it's just now reaching lower levels. So, you know, sometimes that happens. Like the upper levels of the organization are on that leading edge so much that they really, they're not moving on as much as they've been doing this for so long that their time with it may have faded a little bit. So just as a balm to those HR groups that are, I don't want to be too cruel to HR today or corporate. And that also probably means just because we're also here for individual managers, that there won't be a lot of follow-up on whether or not you engage with your recommended actions.
Yeah.
We think.
Mm-hmm. We think, yeah.
Based on what we've seen. We could be wrong. Maybe somebody's doing it well. We didn't get a lot of emails about it being done well, though.
We didn't.
If you are in that camp, please send us a note. We'd love to hear.
We'd love to hear it.
A positive story. Although some of the things that we've heard have been positive in terms of the individual manager responses.
Yeah, absolutely.
However, we'd love to hear like a happy story.
Mm-hmm. We would. We would love to see and or hear of an instance where this made a difference. Mm-hmm. And keep in mind that corporate is likely going to be rolling up everyone's responses. And if you only do what they tell you to do, your engagement score may not improve by the time of the next survey. But whether the organization's scores improve or not is really irrelevant because you're probably still going to be held accountable for your team's year-over-year improvements. So make sure that you know what you need to do for your team and make those things happen.
Yeah, we're not suggesting that just because you only come up with one thing now and you wait to see if corporate's going to give you anything, that you do nothing.
Exactly.
There's probably, and I guess maybe probably is a strong word, there might be things uncovered by this that you can see that corporate doesn't know. There might be things that you can do as an individual manager that really do make an impact with your team. And we're not suggesting that there couldn't be kernels or nuggets
absolutely.
In these surveys for you and that you couldn't learn from peer managers. Maybe your peer managers come up with something great that might help. We do hope that positive things come out of this.
We absolutely do. But if you're a bit like, it sounds like we are now, a little bit, I don't know, cynical, I think is what you said a minute earlier. If you're getting the impression that this entire process is long and slow, then good. You should be getting that impression. It's accurate. That's the impression that you should be getting about now. You're right. There are no silver bullets in managing people or in engagement. And you and your team got here over time. So that's always something to keep in mind. I talk to managers about that specific instance all the time. Your team won't solve an engagement problem immediately. You didn't have an engagement problem immediately. It takes time to fix these systemic issues that may exist for you or within your organization.
Absolutely. How long did it take you to get here? How long have you been managing this team and this group? And what have y'all been through in the last 5 years? And here's the other thing too. I got to admit that some of my cynicism comes from the idea that a lot of the engagement surveys I heard about have, and again, this is because there's a gap right in our time with our events because of COVID. Having had shutdowns and all these things because of the pandemic, I would suggest there are a great many engagement scores post-pandemic that are negative. And in fact, I would suggest that because there was a global pandemic, it might be more true that engagement scores would be depressed because of the outcome of a global situation through which people struggled and that there were staffing problems, like people weren't prepared to staff, like to make cuts or to add, or, you know, some organizations were cut to zero and some organizations had to triple their headcount. The implications of that time in our professional lives are not necessarily solved.
Yeah.
Frankly, I know a lot of organizations who had to triple their headcount during the pandemic and now aren't as needed. And listen, y'all, we've railed against layoffs and hiring fast and all that. So you know where we stand there. I struggle with these, we're just getting back comments. And at the same time, engagement surveys coming out. It's like, you know, so many things are changing. And a lot of it is just, and I don't mean this in a negative way, but bureaucratic response to things moving out of the pandemic.
Yeah.
And I don't even mean like governmental bureaucracy. I mean, organizations take a long time to change because there's a lot of people in them.
There's a lot of people in them. And people aren't great at change even the ones that say they are.
Right. And then so then the idea that everything would be in a place where the implications of a global pandemic are, we're past that.
Yeah.
In an organization, it's just not rational in my mind to say, oh yeah, we're good. Like we're back. We're fine. In a lot of ways, individually, I think that that is people's experience. I don't think that's organizations' experience.
I agree.
Or we wouldn't be dealing with all of the churn that we have out there in the world. And if your firm has put in an engagement survey since then, there's a chance that a lot of it is not as positive as it could be simply because of the environment or the situation.
Yeah. This reminds me of an analogy we used earlier in this podcast series, Kate. It was the one about the diet and dieting pills.
Oh my gosh.
If you gain weight because you ate junk, let's say, over the last 3 years.
Uh-huh. Or you drank too much wine.
Yeah, exactly. Because you drank too much wine. I mean, you ate ice cream every day because you were locked in your house and that's the only thing that you had for comfort. It wouldn't be unusual. A lot of people did it. And at the same time, know that that means it's going to take some time to get out of it.
You could still be losing the weight.
Yeah.
If you gained weight during the pandemic, you could still be losing the weight. And
right.
It's such a good analogy. Like, if you're still coping with the outfall of your behaviors during the pandemic, how on earth would we imagine that the company or the organization isn't?
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly it. And many of our organizations, many firms do engagement surveys on an annual basis, and many of them do them every 2 years. It's a periodic re-evaluating of employee engagement. And you're not going to be able to fix what's wrong in 3 months or 6 months. And it's a journey. It's not an event.
Yeah.
And you're, as we've talked about in all this engagement data that also had bunny ears around it, there's going to be ebbs and flows and ups and downs. And your organization is full of people. People adapt. People don't change overnight. And you might get a lousy engagement score and then a good one. And neither of those are necessarily accurate of anything real. It's a snapshot in time.
I would even go so far as to say, if your firm has taken engagement scores in the last couple of years, you would be hard-pressed to go back and look at those and be well reminded of what was happening at the time in the organization.
Yeah.
I really find that what was happening, unless it was really big,
yeah,
the things that were happening a year ago, I'm not certain people fully recall them very well, honestly. And again, big stuff, sure. The day-to-day stuff that was happening, you know, the little things that do affect people's
morale. That stressful project that just had you losing sleep or whatever the thing is, right?
Absolutely. I think also it definitely comes from just the human tendency to look back on most parts of their life, like the time overall, and see it as positive.
Yeah.
There's that whole thing about like you look back and you see the good stuff more. And that's to some extent, that's a coping mechanism.
Yeah. It keeps us sane.
Sure. Yeah. And it really wouldn't surprise me if you don't remember, if you were to go back and look at the engagement survey from 2 years ago, what was going on, unless it was right near a big milestone or something like that.
Oh, that is such a good point, Kate, that I didn't even think about.
It lacks context.
It lacks context. We talked about prior to you as the manager hosting that team meeting where you talk about engagement in the surveys, presumably, for almost all of us, if not every single person listening to this right now, you're going to have to make notes in your review. That might be part of your review, might be part of your sitting down and thinking about it. Not that I'm proposing you say in the team meeting, hey guys, and I think these are the reasons for it, and essentially make what's going to sound like anyway, excuses or play the blame game. It's not about that. It's just about so that when you're made to do this again in a year or 2 years, you have some context. Because we talk a lot at Manager Tools, I'm sure you guys do within your companies, comparing data that is similar or dissimilar. Specifically, I'm thinking financial data. When we make changes in our accounts, it's like, okay, but now we're making comparisons to previous year's data and different things fell into this account. And now when you make a comparison, it's an incomplete comparison.
Right.
Because
apple, orange.
Exactly. So it's that, right? It's It's just a little bit more information for when you go back to have a little bit of context for your own uses around engagement.
Definitely. And even just things like if you're presenting like a big pitch, the pitch, because somebody this week to me recommended, they're like, well, if I wanted to go back and remember what happened, I'd look at my calendar. Except I don't know that you remember the stress leading up yeah. to an event, like a pitch, for example. And so if that was right around the same time, it would be good, I feel, to have that context mm-hmm. in, hey, at this same time we were going through this launch or there was this big technical mm-hmm. problem or something happening so that we can qualify the information in a way that says, hey, this really is just a snapshot in time.
Yeah.
Because I honestly, even if engagement surveys were good, I got to say, I think not this one snapshot, but a series of snapshots would be better. Like the
yeah.
engagement in a series of snapshots, like in aggregate, would be more useful for an overall, as opposed to just, hey, at this one point in time, we checked and it wasn't that great. Well, okay. What if you caught them the day, like I used to be in aerospace. What if you caught them the day after a really big launch? Mm-hmm. You might get a lot of great reports.
Yeah. Right.
But also, today mm-hmm. in the history of the world in aerospace, things didn't go well for somebody. What if their engagement survey is scheduled for Monday? They can't have predicted whether the launch was going to go poorly. I mean, that's not the hope, right? But what if they're not?
Yeah.
This firm is not doing it. But what if this firm did an engagement survey on Monday? Guess what? Probably not going to be that great.
Probably not going to be that great.
Not necessarily representative of the overall feeling in the organization at this time. But people aren't very good at separating that stuff.
They're not.
They're not very good at saying, you know what?
Yeah.
Today, I don't feel great about things, but I could feel okay. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. No, you're absolutely right. And additionally, one of those indicators is the makeup of your team. That is the people yeah. that are currently on your team, which may not be the same in a year or 2 years. Hopefully it is, because hopefully you have great relationships and you retain your employees and all the people on your team are top performers and all of these kinds Ooh. Of things. But one of those indicators of what might be the reason for high or low engagement scores would be team makeup. Who was on our team at that given time that contributed to the score?
That really fully speaks to the idea of why the organization might have a better sense, because like what you're talking about is, okay, right now we have this many people, and that is why the roll-ups are helpful, because that's an yeah. aggregate data situation. For your own team, though, you're right. Like right now you have, let's say, 6 people. Okay, great. In a year, will you have 6? Will they be the same 6?
Right.
Will you have 12? What I'm really getting at is I'd like to reassure individual managers that it isn't necessarily that you understand every single thing from an engagement survey. Because of all the reasons we've highlighted, that engagement surveys are not necessarily well done, that they're not based in science, that they're not data-driven, that they're all done differently. You know what else? In 2 years from now, the company who does the engagement survey could have changed the stinking questions. Mm-hmm. And now you're on Apple Pear. I don't know. You know, you're not comparing the things that are similar. That data is not similar. We just want to be sure that y'all understand that it is our responsibility in an organization that's doing an engagement survey to behave with professionalism, to take action, to make plans. However, know that one snapshot in time is not a data set. And without a full data set, perhaps what you're feeling, it's that there's an old quote about what you're feeling is real, but it might not be true.
Yeah.
And that might be what's going on here. What's being reported is really being reported, it doesn't necessarily represent the facts.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
And we just want to make sure you guys understand.
Yeah, we do.
We really do. We haven't been as supportive as we usually like to be of a trend that's happening in terms of supportive of our individual managers who are listening, not supportive of engagement. Now that we're here, we want to make sure y'all understand what to do and that we also know that how you feel about it and what it means aren't necessarily in keeping with whether or not you have to put up with it.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly it. It's here to stay. It yeah. would seem for who knows how long, but it's right? here. So us giving you a little bit of guidance and help about how to live within a system that you're going to need to live with for a little bit is what we're here to do.
We are coming to the Big Apple, and we're so excited. We'd love to host you in the New York, New Jersey area, June 6th and 7th. We're doing an EMC and an ECC there that week, Tuesday and Wednesday, and we'd love to host you. Come out, say hi, learn about effective management and effective communication from us here at Manager Tools. manager-tools.com/training.
In future guidance, I think we're going to continue these conversations. We'll go through at least one survey's questions in detail. Kate, you already mentioned in a previous episode of this series, if you are a licensee and you are receiving executive tools, there will be an executive tools podcast that's going to come out to help those at what's above the manager level of the organization, those executives, what they need to do in respect to their organization's employment survey rollouts. And we're going to continue to provide guidance about how to fix and to solve these problems that come up in these engagement surveys so that we can be supportive of what we know your reality looks like.
Right. As representatives of the organization, we have to address our own results, and we're going to be here to help you do that.
Exactly.
Thanks, Sarah.
Thanks, Kate.
Thanks for hanging out with us for a few episodes, y'all.
Thanks for sticking around for that one, folks. It was a long one. We'll join you next week with a new topic.